What's happening, y'all? This is Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow, episode 53. I'm your host, Sir Cuss-A-Lot Travis Pointer, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Okay. How you doing tonight, Mara?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good. How do we get you from good to great?
I don't know. I mean, I had a pretty good day. Great day. I went to Benihana's. I had bubble tea with a lot of jelly and bobas.
Bubble tea.
Yes.
What is bubble tea?
So it could be a fruit tea or a milk tea, and you can typically flavor it with a fruit flavor or not. I mean, this kind of depends which one you're getting, if you're getting a fruit tea or milk tea. And they have like these tapioca bubbles, what they call bubbles, and they have like these little jelly treats called jelly, and then they have like these little bubble things that have like little juice inside of it called bobas, and you put them in, you get to drink it through a big straw. It's really good. I'm going to find you a bubble tea spot by your house.
Okay.
I think it's something that everyone should try at least once.
I'm 95% sure that they'll find a way to put tahini in it. But,
no, it's an Asian thing.
I am in South Texas. They will find a way to just put tahini in it anyway.
I mean, nevertheless, tahini's a good thing. Have you ever had tahini on mango?
I don't know, probably. They
or cucumbers?
They put tahini on everything here, okay? Yes, I've had it.
Because it's stupid good. I know that because I live in a Mexican household.
Anyway, if you all are new around here, what we do is we discuss the Arrowverse, Flareoverse, whatever you want to call it. What do you call it, Mara?
Clusterfuckverse.
On the CW, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, and Black Lightning. Weekly. It's what we do.
Weekly.
So, without further dudes, let's get on into it. Where did you want to start this week?
Let's start with, what week is this? Supergirl.
Okay. Let's start with Supergirl.
Let's do it.
This episode was called Shot Through the Heart, but it was spelled S-C-H-O-T-T. I'm like, ha, that's clever. So,
as in, you know, what's his face, his last name?
Yeah. Wynn.
Yeah, I wanted to call him Wyatt, and I was like, that's not the right name.
No, that's the wrong show, man. It's the wrong show.
What show is that?
Wyatt was a Westworld thing. They were like, you know, building up to this super bad villain named Wyatt, and it turned out it...
Thank you.
Yeah. We're gonna save that for this Sunday. Yeah. Check that out. Wild Wild Westworld coming this Sunday.
Wild Wild Westworld.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
Yup.
I'm kind of surprised that none of us thought about that before.
Yeah, I thought about it when I was like, it was about a week ago, because I was going to name it Once Upon a Time in the Westworld.
That's too much.
It was too long. But then I was like, started singing the Wild Wild West theme song that Will Smith sang, you know, like, Once Upon a Time in the Westworld. And I'm like, what if I just say Wild Wild Westworld? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah.
Well,
the Wild Wild West World. That's what we're doing. That's the name of the show. Sunday, if you all are fans of the show West World, we'll be going live Facebook.com/Creation Magazine about 30 minutes or so after West World is over. Check it out. But it'll also be available on podcast services everywhere. You know, iTunes or Apple Podcasts, they call it now, Google Play. Stitcher, all that shit. Working on Spotify. Yeah. But anyway, this episode was called Shot to the Heart. Shot through the heart. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. A bad name. Yeah. Anyway, so this episode kicks off with them having a karaoke night.
And, of course.
Yeah, because why not? Why wouldn't you do karaoke? I don't know why you would do it, but I don't know why you wouldn't do it either. So, you know, hey.
It's not that bad. I find karaoke, if you go with the right people, karaoke can be very fun.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying karaoke is a bad thing. I've done it myself, and I've enjoyed it when I did it. What I'm saying is, I don't know what compels people to do it in the first place. Once you're in it, yeah, it's fun. But I don't understand what really compels people to want to do that.
There's always like one person that's like, oh my God, we should do karaoke. That's how.
And then I'm like, I haven't had enough alcohol yet. And then I've had enough alcohol and then it's okay. But.
There's always that one friend. And then that's the same friend who continues to try and plan it with everyone's schedule. And that's how you get into karaoke.
That's the same friend that plans the escape room trip too.
I want to do an escape room so bad.
Oh, you haven't done one?
No.
Ah, yeah. Escape rooms are
I'll
fun.
I'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so also, I'm writing this down now. I'm making it up there this summer. So when I'm there this summer, we'll do an escape room.
Yay!
Yeah, me, you, everybody, Brittany, Steph, all of them. We'll make everybody do
awesome.
It. Yeah, we'll make everybody do it. It'll be fun. But that's not what we're talking about. We're supposed to be talking about Supergirl. How'd you let me get on this tangent?
I was enjoying talking about karaoke.
Karaoke! So anyway, during this karaoke night, this whole thing with Alex pressuring Jean into having a little housewarming party, which wasn't much of a party. It was just her having dinner at their house, but, you know.
Yeah.
But we find out that Wynn's father is the toy man, toy maker dude, whatever the fuck. He did.
I think it's the toy maker.
Yeah, he did. So that happens, and he's like, oh, shit, Pops is dead. And he's like trying to have a moment by himself outside, but he was like, I need to be alone. But Jimmy's like, you're not going to be alone. I'm going to be here because you're my boy. So, yeah. So that was a nice tender moment without them being too tender.
Without being too tender.
Mm-hmm.
We have heart, but not that much heart.
Yeah, man. You can't get too moist out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. I hate that word.
A lot of people do. It's so funny to me. I just like to fuck with people. So we flash forward to the funeral. And the casket blows up. Because why the fuck wouldn't the casket blow up? That's normal.
Everyone's pretty calm about it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because why wouldn't the casket blow up? Everybody seemed awfully calm about the casket blowing up. And then Wynn's mother shows up, and everybody forgets all about the casket blowing up because his mother showed up.
And this starts a whole new box of issues.
Yeah, like the damn dude running the funeral, preacher, priest, whatever you want to call him, like he didn't have questions. Like, what, how do we deal with this? But okay, we'll move on for the sake of the story. So Wynn's mother shows up. Wynn's not happy to see her because he's like, oh, you left me hanging and yada, 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 yada. I don't know.
It wasn't really a lot to this episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was kind of disappointed in this episode, really. Like,
it was a filler.
Yeah, you don't want to come back from a break on a filler, you know?
It's kind of like the same thing that, like, I feel like The Flash did.
I mean, Flash has at least kind of advanced the plot because they did some character development on Dibny.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's...
I know what you mean, though. It's just, yeah, I don't know why they would do that because it's not a very strong return.
Like, I feel like there's more that they could be doing with the whole World Killer things.
Yeah, so we learned something else. Well, not really learn anything else about the World Killers, but we kind of learned that the Legion, like, they were there on purpose. It wasn't like an accident. They're back to get one of the World Killers to stop them from, like, you know, existing in the future and saving the world and all that kind of shit. For some reason, they didn't think that Mon-El would be down with that. I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Right, like, why wouldn't he want to go back to where his actual love is?
And why wouldn't he want to stop that? Like, it's one of those things, like, yeah, they didn't want to tell me because they didn't think I'd want, like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why wouldn't he want to do that?
People.
Yeah.
But what I was saying with the whole, there's so much more on a level, like, I'm going to talk about Supernatural for 2 seconds, but not in the way you think I am. So the way they are advancing their plot, which is something that could be solved in a matter of a few episodes, has been stretched because every time they get this close to fixing it, something screws up, right? So I'm just kind of like, why couldn't it be like that? Like, you know, when they get closer to, like, you know, finding a way to beat the World Killer.
You know why they won't do that? Because Supernatural is a bad show. So they're not going to do what that show does. Because it's bad.
14 seasons.
Because it's bad, okay?
14 seasons.
Just because it has a lot of people who watch it doesn't mean it's good.
Honestly, I feel like that's the exact definition of that.
No, that just means that, you know, people are dumb enough to keep watching. It doesn't mean anything. Call of Duty sells out every year, too. That doesn't mean it's a good game.
You don't like Call of Duty?
I don't care. It's one of those, it's a show that I don't even care that it exists.
Okay.
No, it's a good game. God of War. It's fucking awesome. It is. Started playing it earlier, and like, that's all I want to do right now. I'm a little upset that I have to do this right now. Not really. I love doing this. That's not the point. I just want to complain about the fact that I've been busy and haven't been able to play God of War as much as I want to. I mean, there were flying monkeys. We got flying monkeys in this episode.
We did get a Wizard of Oz reference.
Yeah, we got flying monkeys and the golden flying monkey riding on a broom. Because why not?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. So yeah, yada, yada, yada. They find out that it was, I guess, some lady that was working as a maintenance person in the jail with Wynn's father became his apprentice and shit, and now she's trying to take out Wynn and his mother and all that kind of shit, yada yada yada. Who cares? They take her down.
Can we just talk about when they're in the factory and Mon-El is going against, like, a lot of the slow-mos they had with Kara and Mon-El, just because I thought it was really cool editing. You know I'm a sucker for that kind of shit.
What about it? Talk up.
It was really cool. Like, I liked the way that they edited it. It just seemed like such a cool scene.
I mean, it was, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed that. It just, at that point, I was kind of checked out. So, it was just...
No, I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. Like, it was well done. They executed it well. It just wasn't much to it. So, I was just... By the time we got to that point, I just was just, okay, can we just get there now? Like, are we there yet? Yeah.
Can we beat her yet?
Yeah. Like, how much time is left in this episode? God damn it. Why are we still going? Let's see. Oh, we didn't talk about Papa Martian and his memory shit.
He has dementia.
Yeah, he's got some shit going on where his memory's starting to not work no more. Alex realizes it first. And he's like, I'm not doing this. Yada, yada, yada. Get the fuck out. Blah, blah, blah. And she knows she leaves.
Less colorful words.
I mean, yeah, it was on the CW, but I know what he meant. What else? Yeah, so they come back to that later on. I guess he ends up telling Jean what's going on. Also, throughout this episode, Jimmy's been trying to get in touch with Lena, and she's not answering the phone. I don't know, like, maybe he just wasn't putting it down right, so she, like, you know, wasn't answering the phone. But eventually she responds, and you know, she's like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm fine, all that kind of shit. She's in the lab, basically Sam on a little bed thing. She's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with her. So I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm sure eventually she's going to figure out what's going on.
That she's a world killer.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else with Supergirl?
Can we move on?
All right. Where you want to go next?
Let's go with Black Lightning because it's a season finale.
All right.
Probably should have started with that. But it's whatever. Fuck it. We've already gone through the first one.
Yeah. This episode was called Shadow of Death, The Book of War. And as you said, this was the season finale. So, what did you think of this as a finale?
To me, it was a little underwhelming. I felt like...
Was it underwhelming, like, or was it just whelming?
I've never heard that before.
Exactly. Nobody ever is just whelmed. You're either overwhelmed or underwhelmed. But I'm like, can't you just be whelmed? Like, just get what you expect? Because... That's what I felt like this was. I just kind of just got what I expected.
I felt like with this episode, it felt like the episode before the finale. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I think with like the way they ended it, to me, just seemed like...
They killed the dude, though.
Yeah, I know. But to me, that only seemed like... I guess... Let me just reverse back from, like, as the season as a whole, I kind of just thought Tobias Whale was always their big bad. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of, yeah. And
I thought, like, the ASA was just, like, one of those, that annoying itch in the back of your ear that you just can't get. It just won't go away or so, whatever.
But, like, he was under the ASA.
Yeah, but I thought Tobias Whale, I just kind of assumed Tobias Whale was the bigger problem of his. Because he had a bigger grudge against Tobias.
I mean, but he wasn't the bigger problem. He was just a more immediate problem.
And I felt like the ASA thing just kind of just came up.
Yeah, that's more of a problem of a shorter season.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I feel like at the end when Tobias was talking, it felt like, oh, okay, now we have a grand finale coming.
Nah, man, that's just set up for next season.
Yeah. I mean, I know that. I'm just saying. You know me.
So, episode kicks off with, you know, flashbacks to young Jeff and, you know, his father and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of the stuff that he has his students say, you realize the stuff that he got from his father. And all that. So that was pretty cool to see. It's interesting. I was watching this show with somebody who hadn't seen the show before. So they were just watching just this one, you know? And it was just like, it's interesting seeing like how somebody would react to this. Had they not seen everything else leading up to it, you know? And how much she didn't get and how much she did get. You know, how much you needed to explain to her, how much you didn't. And with that, I can just like, oh, okay, this is, can see why they make some decisions that they make. Because there's certain things where we're just like, why would you even do that? Like, it doesn't make any sense. We're like, ah, it's for the people who's, for some reason, this is their first episode of the show. You know? So.
With what?
Hmm?
With what, you mean?
Just certain decisions they make. Like, times they say things, and it's just like, why would you bother saying that, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, right. Because sometimes people just turn on the show randomly, and it's their first time watching it, like it was hers. And they're like, oh, okay, I see why you did that.
Do people really still do that nowadays, where they just kind of just turn on their channel, and they see, like, a show, and then they're just like, ooh. I'm going to just start here.
I'm sure there's people who still, like, you know, scan the channels and then they turn to it and they see this dude shooting lightning out of his hands and they just stay like, oh, I'll watch this.
Okay.
Or it can be in my situation where somebody's just, you know, at your house and like, yeah, I'm going to watch this now. And you're like, oh, I have never seen this before. So it's like, you know, their first episode of the show is the finale.
Word. I think my friend just got into The Flash, too. She texted me about how she's in the first season. I couldn't even remember it. That's how far we are in The Flash, where she was talking about how when Barry professes his love to Iris, the first of 1,000 times that he will profess his love to Iris on the show. And she was like, it overwhelmed me with emotions. And I was like, oh, you wait. He's going to fuck it up.
Wait, was this one before he went back in time the first time, or...
In the first season, I think she's like halfway through the first season.
But that's the thing. That's when, okay, so when they were about to die and he did it, and then she actually said she loved him too, and then he went back in time and shit, expected her to like do it again, but she wasn't dying this time, so she didn't feel that way. Yeah, okay. Oh man, yeah. That poor child, whoever that may be, they just don't know the frustration.
I'm not even gonna tell her to listen to this until she at least catches up. On The Flash.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what season was The Flash in? Like, 4?
Flash is in, I think, 5 right now.
I'm saying, well, we started this in season 4, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. What's the boyfriend's name?
Khalil.
Yeah. So, Tobias isn't mad about him killing Black Lightning because he thinks Black Lightning is dead. Like, yeah, that's not how I do shit, you know, whatever, he's dead, ASA dude want him dead, I mean, you know, I knew we had to take him out anyway, so fuck it.
Right, we were going to do it eventually.
Yeah, so fuck it. So we also found out more about what's going on with, what's his name again?
Khalil?
Yeah, that nigga. So, like, the little implant in his back, like, leaks out this weird little neurotoxin. And so, like, they weaponize. He, like, shoots little neurotoxin darts at people and shit.
So now, which on some level sounds really cool.
Yeah. So now we know what he's actually doing. He wasn't shooting people with green light. It was a neurotoxin.
That also just happens to be green.
Yeah. We also saw a moment with a bit of an explanation about Lala when he tries to get buck with Tobias, but you know, he gets his ass whooped, and then Tobias lets him know like, yo, I paid a lot of money to get you reanimated and all that kind of shit.
I was like, we just reanimated people now?
Yeah, apparently so. It kind of makes sense. That's why he's able to control them and all that, so. Then he sends him into the fucking ASA, like, with a bomb, I guess, or, like, attached to a bomb or some shit.
Yeah, he, like, ate something, or something was in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, so, and then he blows up. Then you got Jeff having weird flashbacks, shit, seeing his father and all that, while he's in his coma.
Coma. That was such a weird amount of time.
Yeah.
Like him being in that thing for so long.
But he wakes up. But when he wakes up, he has no powers. But then they get a call back to what, you know, what's wifey's name?
Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn. I'm gonna learn these people's names eventually.
When? Season 4?
That's about how long it took me to learn everybody on The Flash's name. when she described Jennifer's powers, like how she's a generator and Jeff is a battery. So, like, his powers don't work, but then Jennifer charges him up and shit because she's a generator. Like, ha, I get it. She creates the energy and he just absorbs it. Ha ha.
Because he's like a battery.
Exactly.
Did they ever really explain why his powers like just disappeared?
Nope. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Just plot holes.
It's not really a plot hole. It's just stuff that's unexplained. Like, you know. It's not really something that damages the plot. It's more just, we just don't know why it happened yet. But,
probably never will.
Mm-hmm. But, well, they did talk about how before, like, you know, was it this? Like, his powers, no, it was on, it's on The Flash when his powers just kind of stopped working. Dude's powers stopped working because he got old. Maybe Jeff is just getting old, so his power stopped working. Who knows?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that can make sense.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he needs Jennifer to charge him up every now and then. So, yeah, big fight happens because the ASA gets to the cabin. They take them all out, including Lynn, who, you know, hits a few dudes with the shoddy.
With the shoddy.
Yeah.
With the shoddy.
They find the ASA dude. Shit goes down. Gambit kills him. And then, like,
Gambit, you know, I feel like Gambit was just like, yo, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, that's what that was. He's like, fuck this.
He's like, I'm tired of hearing you speak. No.
Yes, your existence is a problem. So, yeah. That's basically how it, you know, they got the little happy family moment at the end, them running and shit, but that was about it. And then everybody's like, yeah, Black Lightning fixed this shit. Well, Black Lightning and Thunder fixed this shit. Police didn't. Yada, yada, yada. You know, all that shit. But yeah. Anything else with Black Lightning?
No. I wasn't really too invested in this episode.
Where you want to go next?
This is a hard one now, because
that's what she said.
I feel like both of these episodes. Let's go with Arrow.
Okay. Let's go with Arrow. Episode was called The Dragon.
Dragon.
I mean, okay. You all didn't see the little dance she just did when she said that, but yeah.
And nobody ever will.
Oh, I'm recording this also, so if I ever wanted to put this out, I could.
How have you not made, like, a blooper reel of the season yet? I mean, even though the season's not over, but you know what I mean.
Do you understand the amount of work that goes into something like that? I don't have the time.
Okay, whatever.
But anyway, what was that? Oh, talking about Arrow and how we never see the Green Arrow in this episode. Ever.
We saw him for like 25 seconds to 30 seconds.
It wasn't even that long. When did you see him? When?
Oh, wait. I'm talking about Oliver in general.
No. That was Oliver. That wasn't the Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah. So we saw the Green Arrow for all of like 0.5 seconds.
When was that?
On the TV.
Did they actually show him on the TV?
Yeah.
Maybe I was looking away at the time. I didn't see actually him. I saw them talking about him.
It was when Curtis and Felicity were talking, and then they were talking about, and then they realized that there was something going on in a warehouse, and you could see him fighting with people, and then the explosion.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I said it was literally like 0.5 seconds.
But yeah, and then like Oliver himself shows up in like the last five, like 2 minutes of the show. Anyway, this episode kicks off, you know, in an orphanage or some shit, and I guess Diaz was getting bullied and fucked up as a kid, which
that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Which, as I'm watching this show and he was telling the story at the end, the way he was describing this kid, like how he, like, you know, he thought he was better than him and all that kind of shit, I thought there was going to be this weird twist where he was actually the bully and not the little kid, you know?
Nope.
I was waiting on that to happen. I'm like, oh, he's going to turn out he was the bully too, because he just thought that this, he's just fucked up in the head and he thinks this kid is better than him, you know? But no, it turns out he was the one being bullied and all that. They went the conventional route, which is fine. I'm not against that. It's just I was expecting that twist where he was actually the bully the whole time. And we just assumed that he was the one getting bullied.
But I think before seeing all that, I would have never assumed that he was the bully.
I wouldn't have assumed that either. I just thought that would have been a cool twist, and I thought that's what they were going to do.
Nope.
Let's see.
But to start, this is a very Diaz and Laurel centric episode. And I agree with Matt when he said, I would like to see a spinoff of just the two of them. Or I would watch a spinoff of just the two of them.
I don't know how long that would be entertaining, but yeah, I'd do it too. If they did like a little one season miniseries or some shit, yeah.
Or like a web series that comes only on the CW seed.
Yeah, that's like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can. What's your evil plan of the day?
So this whole thing is centered around Diaz trying to join or be a part of the Quadrant. Guess it's big time crime organization in the Quadrant because there's four of them. I guess he tries to get in through the son of somebody who's got to see the table of the Quadrant. And he wants him to run these little errands for him, like, yo, get this dude out of, you know, he's being held by the feds or somebody. Yo, go get this dude. So he gets him. They're like, yeah, now we kill you both. In a good moment when Laura's like, yo, what would he have done if you, what would you have done if he had shot you in the head? I'm like, yeah, well, I guess I would have been dead, but.
Didn't anticipate being shot in general.
Well, he anticipated being shot. That's why he had that vest on.
But he didn't think it was actually going to happen.
I don't know. I think he did.
He said he did it.
When
he was on the floor, he was like something about, like, I didn't really assume that was going to happen, and she was, or something like something along.
No, that was when he was talking about getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he wore the vest, because he assumed they would betray him. Let's see. So, it was at this point I realized, like, we're 30 minutes in and we still haven't seen Oliver. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But, anyway, he goes to the dude's, the Quadrant son dude or whatever. I don't know his name because it's not important because he's dead now. But, goes into his club, fucks him up.
Cartier.
Huh?
Cartier Jr.
Yeah, I don't care. Fucks him up. Like, yo, where they at? Where they meeting? When? All that shit. Finds out. And finds them and sends him in like with a bomb attached to him, because that's what people do now. And just blows him the fuck up, because why the fuck not? Mm-hmm. Gets himself into the meeting. Like, all right, I have a business proposition for you. We give you the city and yada, 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 yada. Like, well, enticing offer, but there's no seat at the table. And, the old white dude whose son he fucked up and blew up. And she's like, I'll never sit at the table with you and yada, yada, yada. And, of course, Diaz kills him. Hey, look, it's an empty seat.
I knew it was coming. I was just waiting for him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Like, of course.
As soon as when someone said, there's no empty seat here, and I was like, oh, he's about to create
an empty seat. Oh, he's going to make one, exactly. Kills Diaz, takes that, not kills Diaz, Diaz kills him and takes that seat. Let's see. So, this episode ends, we mentioned before. Because Diaz like, yo, I'm not completely done yet. Got one more piece of business. And he finds the dude that used to torture him as a kid. And for some reason thinks that it's appropriate to set him on fire. Like completely burn him alive. Lighter fluid and all.
I was thinking he was just going to scare him and... No, he...
Or, leave a couple burns on him like he did to him. Like, that would have, at least been, equal. Because he didn't kill you. You know what I mean? Like...
Right? Like, shit.
But, he's psychotic, so...
Touche. This is very true.
Kind of shit that happens when you're psychotic. You do shit like that. So is there anything else with Arrow?
No. But, the one thing... Well, for starters, I didn't realize that Felicity and Curtis were still working on Helix together.
Well, they kind of weren't, but they kind of were. Like, once they actually... The teams actually fought each other... Like, I think Curtis kind of actually said something about how there's no startup anymore or some shit like that. I remember them saying that.
Yeah.
But I guess they got over it.
I guess so. And you know what we didn't mention in Black Lightning before? Tobias harpooned another dude.
Yeah, he did. He got somebody else with the harpoon. He did.
Post harpooning.
We didn't see the actual harpoon shot, but we saw him with the harpoon and we saw him pull him to.
God, my tendons hurt.
That was another thing that I had to explain to the person I was watching this with, and she was just like, what is it? Like, oh yeah, that was a harpoon. He does that. Yeah, I'm like, I have questions. I'm like, well, I don't have answers. He just does that shit. Oh, man. But, yeah. That it for Arrow?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, then. All we got left is Flash.
Which was probably the most emotional episode of them all.
Was it really?
Yeah.
How you figure?
Well, I mean... There was a little bit of anger and rage and resentment in Supergirl. And then in Black Lightning, there was a little bit of sadness, only for a short period of time. And then in Arrow, there was just anger and rage, but not as much as I feel like there was just sadness. In the Flash. Like, we got hope and then went straight into sad.
Well, this episode of The Flash was called Lose Yourself. Just like the Eminem song.
Yeah, every time I hear the title, I think of the song.
Yourself in the music the moment you want it, you better never let it go.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, so yeah, we got kick it off with Barry and Dimney checking out the bus that the Metals were on. We find out Wells created a weapon to fight the Vol with called the Sonic Scepter, which is a fun name. I like saying Sonic Scepter. But we did see that Joe was concerned about Wells in the thinking cap.
I mean, I feel like everyone's shown concern about that thinking cap.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Cisco brought up before, like, his concern about him going full Locutus of Borg, you know? It's just, we need to know, like, you're not going to go there. You can't handle that. It's a Star Trek reference. I know you don't get it. It's okay.
Shrug.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. That joke wasn't for you. That was for us.
Of course not.
Kalen's in the midst of figuring out like how the whole Killer Frost thing is, like what triggers Killer Frost and all that kind of shit. But apparently, like they talk to each other, like, leave messages for each other and shit, which is like, oh, that's cute. So we get a new bus meta. He like creates his own little pocket dimensions and portals and shit. Find out he can go into other people's pocket dimensions. It's just, you know, takes a little bit more work and him figuring out where it is and all that. But
before, I'm surprised he was able to figure that out.
Yeah, but yeah, well, you know. It may be because of all the special substances he consumed that he was able to figure that out. You never know.
True.
However, we get a moment where you see Wells actually like, yo, don't touch my shit. Thinking somebody's fucking with the thinking cap and like loses his shit. You know, he like some. What was Cisco working on that he broke?
Was it? It was something from Star Trek.
Yeah, it was a starship. Yeah, it was a starship from Star Trek. It was the Enterprise. I just wanted you to say that. That's really all that was.
The Enterprise or Star Trek?
Star Trek. I just wanted you to mention Star Trek out loud.
Oh, okay.
But, so he did, that happened, and like, yeah, you got a problem, dude. Dibney's going through some shit because he wants them to, you know, kill DeVoe and all that.
I don't know why Dibney thought on any level that he was going to kill, that they were going to kill DeVoe.
I don't know why. I understand why he thought that the best course of action is to kill him, because I agree.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I don't know why he thought that they were okay with it, you know? Like, that's one of those things that I would have just had in my mind, like, yep, this is what I'm going to do if I get, you know, if I get the chance, I'm killing him. And consequences be damned, because...
But, like, I would never would have thought, yeah, the whole team would be with killing him.
Yeah, they're not going to be on board with that. So I'm just going to do it, and then I'll deal with them after I've done it. That would have been my...
Yeah.
One of those...
I just thought it was a strange thing. I was like, how long have you been with them?
Yeah.
And when did you ever think that they were going to be like, yeah, we got to kill them?
The good old saying, better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
What he needed was... 2012 Arrow.
Yeah, because his solution was just kill him. That's the easy way. That's what he did.
Arrow through the heart, that does the job.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
How did we talk about three shows all together at the same time?
I don't know. So that happens. Robo Samurai makes a return, you know.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, and somehow, like, he fights Joe and Joe wins. I don't know how that happened. They don't show it.
I don't believe that for a second.
Like, they don't show it on screen. We just supposed to accept the fact that Joe had a sword and Joe beat the Robo Samurai. I don't know what happened.
I think he took Robo Samurai's sword, which made it even harder to believe.
Well, Robo Samurai threw, like, he dropped one of his swords, but he had more than one sword, though, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Joe beat the Robo Samurai. I'm not going to ask how Joe beat the Robo Samurai. I'm just going to accept the fact that Joe beat the Robo Samurai. So shit goes down. Dibny gets, you know, DeVoe down. Series of events, you know.
An unfortunate series of events.
Yeah. Have you started watching the next season of that yet?
No. I really want to. I haven't gotten to
I've it. Watched one episode of it.
Don't get me wrong. I love the show.
I know you I do. Just, I know you do. You liked it more than I did. It's just, I know.
I streamed the whole first season in like 2 days.
Yeah.
I had so many other things to catch up on.
Listen, if anybody gets it, this guy does. All right.
I feel like a lot of things took like awkward breaks and everything came back all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Walking Dead just had their finale and I just saw the crossover where Morgan goes over to Fear the Walking Dead. And I'm just like, now I got to watch Fear the Walking Dead. And I don't want to watch Fear the Walking Dead, but I kind of have to now.
I haven't seen... I'm still very behind the Walking Dead. Haven't even gotten to the mid-season finale yet.
Listen, in this crossover, you know who's in the show now? For Fear the Walking Morgan. Dead?
Besides, I know Morgan went over.
Yeah, besides Morgan. I'm like, you know, I'm not talking about Walking Dead characters. I'm like, just actors. Who's in this Fear the Walking Dead crossover? Well, in
no,
the Fear
I
the
haven't
Walking,
watched in season one.
In Fear the Walking Dead now. Like, she's in there now.
No, I have not watched in season one.
I know you don't. She was only in this one episode, and you haven't seen this one episode, so. It was more of a rhetorical question. I know you didn't know. I want you to think back. One of the greatest shows ever made.
It's not. Please don't make a reference to Lost.
Oh, it's Lost. It is from Lost. Do you remember Shannon from Lost?
Not goddamn Shannon.
And it's funny because as I'm watching this, like, I didn't recognize her at first. I'm like, I know you from somewhere, but I couldn't figure out who it was. But she's one of those people that you don't know right away. Plus, her hair is a different color. Her hair is a different color. So it's just like, it threw me off also. I'm like, where do I know you from? So I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Shannon from Lost. Okay.
Always comes back to Lost.
It does. It does. Anyway. Long story short, DeVoe gets Dibny and the gravity chick.
And the really chill Mexican dude.
Oh, Portal dude? Yeah. Yeah, that's all part of it. He got all of them.
Wouldn't have cared about those two, but Dibny just made that really sad.
Yeah, damn, they got you too, huh? But we knew, I don't know, I knew it was going to happen because it's one of those things where, like, you know, this evil villain has the master plan and all that. You got to let him get to the master plan so we can see it. And they defeat him in the midst of his master plan, you know, at his full strength.
Touche. It's just kind of, you know, it's ironic, though. And I'm pretty sure Matt will point it out that, like, the entirety of the season, I have been talking about how annoying Dibny has been, like, on my nerves. But then, you know, when I was watching and DeVoe took his brain, or took his body, I should say, I felt kind of sad.
Well, I mean, you know, he's like that annoying little brother. He gets on your fucking nerves, but you don't want him to die.
This is true.
But, yeah, so he got that. But he also fucked up Killer Frost, and now Caitlin doesn't have the Killer Frost powers anymore. Like, it's just not there at all.
He just took out one of their big players.
Yeah, like there's just no more Killer Frost, which is just like, that was the sad part to me. I don't give a fuck about Dibny, but Killer Frost was just like, yo, she was cool as fuck. They took her out.
So I wonder what she's going to do now. Like,
I don't know.
I guess it has to go back to before Flashpoint Caitlin, when she just kind of just helped out from the lab.
Yeah. Is there anything else with Flash you wanted to talk about?
Nah. But now I feel like Barry's going to try and kill this dude.
Oh, like he should have done before?
Yeah, because I feel like he's going to try. Like, is there any way of getting the people back? Like, is this just it for Dibny's character? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. That's something, like I said, as I was watching this, not alone, the person I was watching this with asked me, like, so when he, like, absorbs them or whatever, is that it for them? Do they die? Do they come back? I'm like, I don't know. They haven't really explained that, so.
Yeah, because, when he had him, you know, Barry goes, I will save you, or something like that. And it's like, how, Barry, how? How?
We'll find out.
Because, you know, now he's taking the look of DeVoe again.
Yeah, because he got Dibny. So then Dibny can, like, morph his face and shit. So, yeah, he looks like himself again.
How did he get the... Like, my thing was, it's like, when Ralph forms himself into another person's face, does he also get their accent?
No, he's actually just a ventriloquist also by trade, so he can, like, you know... He's an impressionist, so he can, like, you know, imitate everybody's voice. That's what I'm going with. So, yeah.
Okay. I guess. That's your final answer?
Yep, that's what I'm going with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can accept that.
Yeah, that's what I decided on. Anything else you wanted to talk about with Flash?
Nope, that's all.
Well then, Mara, how about you tell me who's winning this week?
Who's winning? Jesus. Who do I think is winning this week? Nobody on Supergirl.
Yeah, that was just all around dark, so yeah.
I never feel like for a show that's only having a series finale, season finale, but it's coming back for another season, I never totally assume that they have a win, because especially like on a family show like that. So I'm not going to say anyone in Black Lightning either. I think I'm going to go with someone in Arrow, and I think I'm going to choose Diaz.
Yeah.
See how he's the only person we really saw in Arrow, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was thinking it could be either him or DeVoe. I was either one.
Yeah.
I would accept either Diaz or DeVoe.
Okay.
Who's losing this week?
Oh, Jesus, the whole team Flash. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with Ralph Dibny or that dude that Diaz set on fire.
Oh, yeah, he lost for sure. That's a true loss right there. I don't know if you can lose any worse than he lost.
I'm sure you could, but I mean, like, that was pretty, that's pretty up there.
Yeah, he just sat there and let him beg first, too. That was what's fucked up about it. Like, he set him on fire. He could have just killed him. He really could have just killed him. He didn't have to set him on fire.
Like, shot him in the head. Like, he blew someone up. He shot several people, but you set him on fire alive.
Yeah. He could have been shot through the heart.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Don't shoot me there either. That's not always a quick way either.
This is true. It would have been better than getting burned alive, though.
This is true.
All right. Well, I think that'll be it for this week then. Unless you have anything else.
Nope. Next week we'll be down to 3 shows.
All right. Well then, in that case, be sure to follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at Creation Magazine. CREATIA Magazine. Also, get us on Facebook, facebook.com/creationmagazine. Also, don't forget, we mentioned it earlier, Wild Wild Westworld. If you're a fan of the show Westworld, we will be live approximately 30 minutes after Westworld is over.
Facebook.com/creationmagazine. If you watched or listened to our Dem Throne show, it's kind of the same fashion, just different show.
Yeah, same thing. Same as hashtag Dem Thrones. 30 minutes after it's over, we're live. But then you can also catch us, you know, podcast services all over. You know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. I'm still in the process of getting us on Spotify. They're being hard-headed and, like, you know, fighting us on it, but I'll get us there.
Send them letters.
Yeah, yeah. Let them know you want us there. Working on getting all of our shows on there, all of our podcasts. They're just gotta fight them and they'll get us in there. But yeah, also you can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at @sir_cussalot. That is at @sir_cussalott. Mara, where can they find you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mara DeShark. That's MARADASHARK. I occasionally post funny tweets and funny things in the story.
Yeah, I've been trying to use the Twitter more lately. Realized in the recent years I've been neglecting the Twitter. I'm trying not to neglect the Twitter.
You're doing a better job. I'll give you that much.
Yeah. So we'll catch you all next week. Until then, we out.
Deuces.